Yes. Is this the post office?
Yes, it is.
Yes, I was calling about this new Malcolm X stamp.
Yes.
Well, I was just wondering, whose idea was it to put a militant on a stamp?
I don't know, sir.
Well, I mean, Malcolm X, he advocated violence.
Well, Elvis Presley was a drug addict. It wasn't our choice, okay?
Whose choice was it?
May I help you?
Yes, I was calling, had some questions about the Malcolm X stamp.
Excuse me?
I mean, Malcolm X advocated the use of violence. I mean, is that the kind of person we want on a postage stamp?
This is not where you call.
Jesus Christ, our postal workers are violent enough.
Sir?
Without a goddamn Malcolm X stamp egging them on.
Would you like another phone number, sir? Because you're calling here and you're discussing matters that we just don't have anything to do with.
You get your mailman driving around with a truck full of Malcolm X stamps, and pretty soon he starts hearing little voices. Kill the white man. Kill the white man.
Sir?
Kill the white man. Next thing you know, he's up on a water tower with a goddamn M16. Hello?
Good morning, may I help you?
Couldn't we have put a less violent black man on a stamp? About Malcolm Jamal Warner. I could deal with that. I still wouldn't buy it, but I could deal with it.
I've already heard your story that you do not like the Malcolm X stamp.
But
why do you keep calling us and asking us? Because you already don't like the black militant
stamp. I mean, look, it's not a racial thing. I'm surprised the black people aren't protesting, too. Paying a black man 33 cents to take a letter all the way across the country. It's just another example of the man keeping the brother down.
I have your name, sir.
My name is Joe.
Okay, Joe.
I mean,
you cannot call this office, sir.